The FDA says there are more doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine in vials sent out than previously thought. That could boost supplies by 40%. Today, an advisory agency is meeting to decide whether to recommend Moderna's vaccine for emergency authorization use. The good news comes as the number of infections and deaths continue to rise at an alarming rate.
Mm-hmm. A third of the deaths in the country from COVID-19, more than 110,000 people, are those living in nursing homes and long-term care facilities. There are parents, grandparents, and community elders, many of whom who live in Florida. Nearly 40% of the state's coronavirus deaths were in nursing homes. But this week, some hope. Residents in the Sunshine State are among the first in the country to get the vaccine. And let's check in with Karen Barker-Robbins, Vice President of Clinical Services for Orchid Cove, which operates a number of nursing centers across Florida. Karen, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to join.
Yes. This pandemic has wreaked so much havoc on this vulnerable population. I can only imagine how it feels to finally have some hope after months of devastating loss.
Oh, absolutely. It has been a very fatiguing experience for not only our residents who have been isolated from their loved ones, and very trying for our employees as they try to work through all the requirements of being sure that we keep our frail elderly safe from the COVID virus.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the process. Only nursing homes and long-term care facilities in Broward and Pinellas counties are receiving doses right now. Governor Ron DeSantis prioritized these two counties because they're able to handle the cold storage requirements of this vaccine. How has the inoculation process gone so far?
I had the experience of firsthand knowledge of how the process is going yesterday, because we had one of the first facilities in the state of Florida to receive the vaccines. It went very smoothly. We had what's called a strike force team that consisted of four members. Two of them were from contractors from the Department of Health in Pinellas County, and then two of them were members of the National Guard. They warn you, or they give you information prior to them coming in and helping you give a checklist to get everything set up and get consents from your residents as well as your employees. And it went absolutely very smoothly, and it was a very good experience for both our staff and our residents. It was a very positive.
That's good to hear. We know that Florida received 21,000 initial doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, which will be distributed among the 112 long-term care facilities in those two counties. What kind of strategy is in place to ensure equitable distribution? And how has that been going so far?
Well, we're notified of the date of the strike force coming into our building. They provide us with information regarding the vaccines and consent forms, and they put it in our hands to be able to educate on the vaccine.
You mentioned the consent forms a couple of times. Inoculating some of these nursing home residents requires obtaining permission from family members. How high of a hurdle has that been?
It has not been difficult at all. It's, of course, a little bit logistically complicated because some of our residents are not able to give permission, so we need to go to families or responsible parties. And that's just a logistical thing where we just, you know, contact the families via phone or email for their consents. But in the facility that I was at yesterday for the inaugural vaccinations, we had a very, very good response. We had about 75% to 80% of our resident population accepting the vaccines.
What kind of sentiment are you hearing from residents themselves or even family members about taking the vaccine? Are there people who are refusing it?
There are some residents and responsible parties who did not consent. Some of them just wanted to have a little bit more time to see what the vaccine could produce or provide from a side effect perspective. But the majority of our residents or their responsible parties that made the decisions from them were actually very excited to be able to participate so that they feel that this will help get their lives back to normal.
Nursing homes and these long-term care facilities were the epicenter of the virus earlier this year. What is the situation like now?
We have definitely gone on a decline in our nursing homes. And of course, that's attributed to, you know, more increased knowledge about the virus as time has gone on. And of course, you know, adherence to the CDC guidelines. So we've pretty much just sort of stabilized in the long-term care arena.
You're probably feeling really hopeful now. It's been a hard few months.
It has been very difficult. It's just been very psychologically draining. So we're very excited to be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel with the fact that the vaccinations will be able to provide us to get back to more of a normal way of life.
Karen Barker Robbins is the Vice President of Clinical Service at Orchid Cove in Florida. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.